Today, we are taking a break from the Gospel of John and jumping into Matthew to read a story that is only found in this Gospel. And as you heard and may know, it is the story of the Magi, the kings who come to pay homage to the little baby Jesus. Or, a funnier way to think about it, the story of some strange men who brought weird gifts to a baby shower. Now, when I read stories in the Bible, I read them in the context of the rest of the book, in this case, the rest of Matthew. Because the author of Matthew, or any book of the Bible, has particular things they're trying to say and communicate about the story of God and God's people. The author has a point of view and uses the same words and similar themes throughout the story to convey that point of view. We read the entire story so we can see why this particular story matters and how it fits in to the whole. The thing is, though, we haven't been reading through Matthew. And next week, we're going to go back to John for the rest of the spring, which means that I couldn't help but read today's story not through the lens of Matthew, but through the lens of John. A book written decades after Matthew was written. And even more, I couldn't help but recognize parts of Exodus, the story we read in the fall and which was penned long before Matthew was even alive. The things that caught my attention in today's story were things that were fresh on my mind from other stories in other parts of the Bible. So, though this is not the way I usually approach the story, here's what I heard. Number one, King Herod is just another Pharaoh. If you'll remember, Pharaoh was the oppressive leader in Egypt when the Israelites were enslaved. One of the first things we learned about Pharaoh was how threatened he was by the growing number of Israelites. In response to the rising threat of the people under him, he ordered for all the baby Israelite boys to be killed. He was afraid of children and what they might mean for him and his power, and so he ordered them to die. Pharaoh was ruthless, brutal, and afraid. 14-ish centuries later, we meet King Herod. King Herod heard about some magi who were looking for a new king, a child who would become the Messiah, and this frightened Herod, who couldn't help but wonder what this meant for him, for his kingdom, for his reign, for his influence. Herod's fear led him to send the Magi on to find the child, but asked that they return to Herod to share what they found so Herod could also pay him homage. He lied in hopes of finding the threat and destroying it. Now, an important detail that follows today's story is how Herod responded. He was so enraged that the Magi didn't return to him, that he had been tricked by them, that he sent soldiers into Bethlehem to murder all the children under the age of two. A massacre of infants and babies. It was striking to me how similar these stories are. 1,400 years apart, and pharaohs and kings aren't any different. It's as if across time and space and land, people in power are afraid of vulnerable, innocent children, afraid of losing their power, losing the false sense of security that they've created by oppressing people. They become so afraid that in their fear, they act in seriously harmful and destructive ways. We saw it in Exodus with the enslavement of the Israelites and the killing of boys. Miraculously, Moses was saved and eventually led the Israelites to freedom. We see it here in Matthew with King Herod's fear and massacre of the children in Bethlehem. Miraculously, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus fled from Bethlehem before the soldiers showed up. Fear, threats, and dangerous people in power have been a part of our story forever. But that leads me to number two, the second thing that I heard. That the light of God, the star in the sky, will never be overpowered by any Pharaoh or Herod. This is the promise we heard in John all throughout Advent, that Jesus would be a light in the darkness and that the darkness could not overcome it. These kings who are not Jewish and don't worship God and have no reason to care about this little Jesus, let alone travel for weeks to visit him, they are led by a star. A star, a light in the sky, a light they can only follow when it's darkest out. A light that is leading them to a humble little baby, a light that they can trust and rely on that will be there every night. And this star, this light, it's not leading them to the palace or a place of royalty or any throne where a king may sit. No, it's leading the Magi to the outskirts, to a little baby in a humble house in Bethlehem. It's in the most unexpected place that the star shone, that the light appeared. All Advent, all Christmas, we have heard about this light, a light that gives life, a light that cannot be put out. And today, we hear a story of what this looks like in the real world, how the star guided the Magi, how the darkness of Herod's heart had no power over it. Because nothing, no Pharaoh, no Herod, no threat will stop this star from shining. As was true in Exodus, was also true in Matthew, and is still true today, that power and fear does not have the final say. The darkness that people bring into the world stands no chance against the star, against the light that leads to a humble and innocent baby who will save God's people. These three books of the Bible, Exodus, John, and Matthew, were all written in very different times to completely different audiences by very different authors. And yet, we see patterns. Patterns of how humans behave and patterns for how God responds. It's as if the Bible is showing us that this is how the world works, and this is how God works. This is what we can trust will inevitably happen. That people in great power will be threatened and afraid of people who they think will take that power from them. That those people will go to great and often horrible lengths to tamp down those who are in vulnerable positions. It happened in Egypt. It happened in Bethlehem. This is what is true about our world, and it's been true throughout all of history. But the great biblical story, the story that we have of God and God's people, also shows us that we can trust in the light of the world who came to be with us. we can trust that God will lead us by this light, by a star to the vulnerable baby in a manger, the powerless, delicate, infant God who came to be with us. And we can trust that our God came not to rule over us or demand too much of us, but to free us from the grips of Pharaoh and Herod, and that this God, this star, this light, will show up in unexpected places and through unexpected people, and it will never be put out. This is how our God acts in the world. Through stars in the night sky, through humble and innocent babies, through outsiders like the Magi, through all the things that we think aren't as powerful as Pharaoh and Herod. God shows us through the entire biblical story, time and time again, that the light wins, and the light is leading us in the most surprising, unlikely, and extraordinary ways. This is something we can trust in, just as the Magi did. Thanks be to God. Amen.